totally consecrated to him. In 1 Peter 1 verse 6 we read, "Be holy, for I am holy." Oh, and in John 12 verse 3 we read that Mary anointed the feet of Jesus. Angels shroud their very being from the awesome presence of the image, of the reflection, of the glory of His holiness, as they whisper in harmonious union, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and who is to come. Heaven and earth are full of thy glory." Holiness unto the Lord. Holiness, the very essence of the nature of God. Oh, but why are we who are formed in His image, why are we encouraged and commanded in the written word to be holy? And why are we instructed by the sweet and quiet yearnings of the Holy Spirit, deep in our hearts, to be holy, to be set apart and consecrated to Him? Because He first loved us. 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 What an act of devotion and total consecration to sit and to worship and to anoint His feet, as did Mary of Bethany. The gracious Spirit of holiness gently leads the seeking, consecrated soul through the gentle and yet agonizing process of being conformed into the very image of the Son of Righteousness, in the life process that leads to a bitter sweet isolation, a life that leads to a total immersion in the heart of the Beloved. This increasingly blessed state not only demands separation from the clamours of the world, separation from the taunting enticements of fleshly lusts, but also a life dedicated to Him, a life submitted completely to Him and His will, a life of total consecration to Him, a life that produces purity of heart and holiness of life, a life utterly in love with the Son of His love, a life that kneels at His feet in brokenness of spirit, a life that washes His feet in humility of heart, a life that can say without reservation, "Take my life." Take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to Thee. Take my moments and my days. Let them flow in ceaseless praise. Take my hands and let them move at the impulse of Thy love. Take my feet and let them be swift and beautiful for Thee. And take my voice and let me sing always only for my King. Take my lips and let them be filled with messages from Thee. Take my silver and my gold, not a mite would I withhold. Take my intellect and use every power as Thou shalt choose. Take my will and make it Thine. It shall be no longer mine. Take my heart, it is Thine own. it shall be thy royal throne. Oh, take my love. My Lord, I pour at thy feet its treasure store. Take myself, and I will be ever only all for thee.